The Depores Pages Homilies. These homilies are a production of the Depores Pages. You can find all our podcasts at thefriar.org. The Friar, FRIAR.org. You can go to our website, or you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
When I first entered the seminary, I had a plan for a spiritual life that seemed quite reasonable and logical. First, I thought to myself, I should think about the great saints of prayer, like Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross, for example, and I should be like them because they had such a powerful and profound relationship with God. And then moving on from there, I would move to the great academic saints, somebody like St. Thomas Aquinas or St. Bonaventure. And then, not to get too carried away by things, I would focus on St. John Vianney, the Curé d'Ars, that even in the smallest things that I do, I should be reflecting the person and presence of Jesus, even if it means doing something simple like opening the door. Well, suffice to say, I wasn't terribly successful on that plan. That despite my best efforts, I didn't appear to make much progress. Part of the reason, I think, is that I did not fully appreciate or recognize that the saints themselves had to discern, they had to decide in their lives who God was and what God was calling them to do and what it is that they needed to develop in terms of a more powerful relationship with God. That it didn't just magically come, firstly, because they wanted it, and secondly, it didn't just magically come when they wanted it. That God had these moments where it was very important to recognize that he would do things in his own time and place. We get a sense that discernment and development is part of what it is that we need when we look at the life of John the Baptist. Sometimes in thinking about the saints, we think of them as having everything all put together. But truth is, they too had to be attentive to the person and place of God in their lives. Twice in today's gospel, St. John the Baptist says he did not know him, implying that he had to do things to come to get to know him. He had to do things that put him into a place where he could know the Lord Jesus. And we know he does. He takes himself and goes out into the desert, lives a rather austere life, which is not unusual for reformers, and comes to know God. And he comes to know not only God the Father, but God the Son too. And not just God the Father and God the Son, but God the Spirit. And he comes to know Jesus. Today, I think there can be a temptation to think that if we know a lot about Jesus, then in fact our faith relationship will grow. So, if we know a lot about our faith, if we know things about our faith, we will become more holy. But holiness is not the product of knowing about Jesus. Holiness is the project of knowing Jesus, of actually taking time to set ourselves aside from the normal activities of our lives to pray, to spend time in silence waiting on the Lord. Not just something that we do during the season of Advent, waiting on the Lord, but in a way, something we do all the time, waiting on the Lord. We start, really, this year with kind of two moments that reference the baptism of Jesus, the beginning of his public ministry. Maybe the purpose for that is to drive home to each one of us that our own baptism represents something that's quite phenomenal and tremendous. The temptation in Western culture is to think that so much growth, even in the spiritual life, is about our accomplishments, doing more, being more active, doing the kinds of things that we can look back at to make us proud. But spiritual growth is completely different than the thoughts of Western civilization. Spiritual growth does not focus first on products. It does not focus first on our own accomplishments. It does not focus first on our hard work. The first focus is waiting on the Lord. The first focus is getting to know Jesus. And then once we know Jesus, we have a clear sense, just as John the Baptist did, about where we should go and what we should do. It is not that we ignore the types of things that we do. Getting to know Jesus does not mean that we do not have any obligations to the poor, for example. Getting to know Jesus does not mean that we need to pay attention to the way in which we act and what we say and what we do. But getting to know Jesus does give us increasingly some clarity about where Jesus is in our life and what it is he's calling us to do. Take the advice today of St. John the Baptist and get to know Jesus.